Our guest of the cafe this morning, the manager of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark.
Almost time for the 4th of July event that Chamber puts on every year. And this year taking place Sunday evening, June 30th.
Yep. The 30th. John Mark, we get such a break on the fireworks display that if we don't do it on the 4th, if we do it on the 4th, it costs us $25,000. And if we do it before any other day that's not around that, we can get it for half that money. And so, everything we do is by sponsorships anyway, so we really got to watch our funds. And if you do it after the 4th of July, you lose the punch that you wanted to have. Mm-hmm. And people are going to leave on Thursday and Friday and make it a long weekend. So we thought long and hard about how we wanted to do it the Saturday before. You may be competing with Sulphur Springs or Greenville or something with some other things. So we decided to do it Sunday evening. A lot of people don't go to church on Sunday evening. A lot of churches don't have services then.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do it on Sunday evening out at Centennial Park. And we call it the Boat Ark 4th celebration. And we start about 6 o'clock with our bands. We have Twisted Whiskey playing again this year and the Cross Trails Band using the stage from Benny Keith. And we really have got a lot of vendors coming this year. We have the Bash Bug. We have two bounce houses that are going to be there.
And the Bash Bug is a little train
for
kids,
right.
Little kids.
Matter of fact, that's owned by Little Angels. And Little Angels, they let us use it. And it's a big hit with the small children.
Mm-hmm.
If the kids are too small to get in the bounce houses, really, they love to ride the Bash Bug. And so we have that out there. But we also, Alliance Bank is letting us use their cooker. And they're going to have some people out there cooking hot dogs and hamburgers we'll have for sale. And it's going to be a great, great time. It always is. Pyrotechs out of Leonard is the one who does our fireworks. And, of course, y'all with KETR, y'all do a simulcast, and it's just amazing what that those fireworks set to music does. It's just really fun.
Yeah, they put on a great show. And this event really is just year after year, very successful event. You always have a very big crowd of folks, no matter what night it happens to be on.
Well, and we'll have people park for miles around that don't actually come down to the festival, and that's okay. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about getting everybody in the 4th of July mood and all this stuff. And I want one more thing, if you don't mind. I'd like to thank Commerce Chevrolet as our premier sponsor. They really help us out a lot on our sponsorships, and Benny Keith and Alliance Bank. There's just a lot. We've got some really, really good sponsors, and we appreciate those guys.
We're talking with Paul Voss, and Paul's the manager of Commerce Chamber of Commerce. 4th of July or Independence Day, the Boat Ark.
Look, if it's
celebration.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's the official name again?
The Boat Ark 4th of July.
Okay, Boat Ark 4th of July.
Yep. We've got to put a Boat Ark on there. Come on. We don't have a lot of green fireworks, but we do have some.
But 4th of July, very generic kind of term here, but it's Sunday, June 30th at Centennial Park. And a can of food.
Yes.
For admission.
The can of food goes to the food bank, and that's really a good statement for us and for them. It really helps them out. Last year, they got a half a pickup truck load of food for doing it, and it just adds to what we do in our service for the community.
And I guess there's nothing if somebody wants to bring 5 cans.
No, absolutely. We would hope that if you have a group of 5 or 10, that you would bring 10 cans, instead of just one. But
right.
But everybody, it goes to a very worthy cause.
And then, of course, Centennial Park has been undergoing some pretty major improvements, those are almost finished and might be finished
by
that Sunday.
Well, as a matter of fact, Lacey Dingman and I went out the other day to look at it, the skateboard park and the frisbee park and the frisbee golf out there, and they've got a lot that the frisbee golf holes, where they throw into the nets are up. I don't know if all of them are up, but you can see 6 or 7 of them from that end. And they don't like a whole lot of construction left to do on the skate park. She told me, I didn't know this, but they brought that skate park in that was, it was built somewhere like in Minnesota, and it was brought down here in pieces and put in. And there was some kids out there wanting to skate, but it's still got great big cracks where, where it's all been fitted together.
Better watch that.
Yeah, so, but we're hoping that that's going to be completed by the time we get ready to do the fourth. And it's going to have solar panels on it so they can skate at night.
Oh, wow.
And it's just really, it's going to be
a great.
It's a great thing. She's
great
done
idea.
A good, she's done a good job with the Parks and Rec Department. And this year,
who's
last
that
year,
now?
Lacey Dingman.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And just real quickly, because we're out of time, a walking track be out there as well for folks who like to go out or jog, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they can do whatever they want to. And oh, by the way, we'll talk about this at a later date, but the Hunt County Commissioner's Court is really helping with that stuff, and they need to be acknowledged for it because they're really helping. And our new Steve Harrison, our new County Commissioner, and Bobby Stovall, those guys are really doing a good job by being part of our community.
All right, great. Good to hear that. So the 4th of July event for the Chamber Sunday night, June 30th at Centennial Park. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much, Tom Mark.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.